What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz coming to you from New Orleans, as the locals call it, the Big Easy. They don't tell you that down
here. New Orleans.
One of the little local secrets. Getting ready for Super Bowl 59 coming up on Sunday. You can listen to it on WIP and the Odyssey app, where you can hear Merrill and Mike joining us. He's been with us every day down here. Loved
he's
it.
Been hanging.
Our guy, ESP, Elliot Shore Parks.
What up?
So what do you know about, it was reported earlier that Jalen Carter missed his media availability with a sickness. It does seem like three quarters of the people down here are sick currently, so not all that surprising.
Well, I will say I do think the Eagles are, like, there's something going on with the team. Like, Nolan Smith last week was sick. I think Vic Fangio was dealing with something. So,
oh, come on,
you
man.
Know, I feel like
I got the
point,
sniffles too.
Yeah, I just think everyone at this point with the travel being down here. So, yeah. I mean, I think it's smart to keep Jalen away if you can. And, yeah, you have to hope they just feel better by Sunday.
And we don't know if he practiced or not today, do we?
So they do practice today.
Whether
we
he
do not
practiced.
Know yet.
Okay,
yeah,
so we don't know if he practiced or not. Yeah, I mean, it's all something, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
it's
less
in a game this close, every little thing, for sure. And especially for someone that's playing so many snaps.
That's the other thing I was going to say is the thing, there's a lot of stuff going around. There's chest stuff. There's norovirus stuff.
Yeah.
But the chest stuff, as far as breathing for a guy that plays that many snaps, would be a really big deal.
Yeah, you know? For sure. And again, you just hope no one else, it doesn't spread. I'm sure they're doing everything they can to make sure it doesn't happen.
Absolutely. So we have obviously a controversy we need to address with you that happened.
Feels like every single day. I can't do anything down here without
What?
Well, what could this be about?
Well, it is about your controversial tweet regarding Blow the Whistle.
Oh, yeah. Come on, dog.
Yeah, come on, man.
First of all, I know everyone wants to use this as a chance to show how much they know about music. Yep. There's a lot of hip-hop heads out there revealing themselves.
Well, I mean, you act like you're a hip-hop head, too.
Hold on. Yep. Not as much anymore, I will say.
Do you want to set it up for everyone?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So, the Eagles on Sunday obviously will run out to a song, and I have been the person talking about this the most, to put that out there first.
Yep.
Oh, I think it matters what they run out to. In 2017, they ran out to Dreams and Nightmares, and it was crazy.
Yep.
In 2022, they ran out to this, like, bad little Uzi Vert song. The vibes were off.
Thank
it wasn't
not
cute.
A bad song. It's just,
Ike, it was bad.
It's just not a good hype song. It's a fine song, but it was not the vibe when they did it was not good. So it matters what they run out to this year. It matters to me.
Yep.
So they have been playing DMX a lot in the locker room and in the hype videos. And
which
then obviously, as you guys know well, Blow the Whistle.
Yep.
A song.
Yep.
That is known by Gilly, and that is why it is famous. So I put out a poll.
But it's rap by.
It is rap by Too Short.
Okay. That's not why
I know
it's famous.
That. I know that. So I put out a poll saying, what should be the run out song? And I put DMX, another DMX song, and then I put Gilly, Blow the Whistle.
Yeah.
And everybody's mad about it. Here's the deal.
You were just admit you were wrong.
I wasn't wrong. I elected to put it that way because it is known because
elected.
Of Gilly. It's true.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's true. And
you
got
to indicate that.
I have to follow up to prove to everybody I know who sings the song.
Did you know who sang the song?
Yes, I listened to it. I did not know it prior to this.
Right. So no, that's okay.
Who sings the song?
Too Short.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gilly did a video with him. I think he brought him to an Eagles game. So I was well aware. I was trying to help everybody else out that might not know. This is what I get for being, trying to be helpful to people.
No, I
don't know if we buy it. It doesn't pass the smell test.
Well, here's even more proof. Yeah. Too Short, I don't believe, would fit in that thing.
Sure, it would.
Because it's too short.
You're only allowed so many characters, and what I had was basically right up to one.
You could put the number two,
Or I could just put the guy that has made the song popular with the Eagles.
Well, made the song popular is not who the song is. I just think the way you wrote it made it look like you didn't know
it
what you were talking
it
about.
It did, but I think we should all assume I know who
Why would we have to assume that? Anything before 2000 you view as ancient.
Well, good news. I don't think the song's before 2000. Is it?
I think it's about 20 years old. Yeah.
It feels about before 2000.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I don't know who Too Short.
Needless to say, though, a lot of people decided to tweet back. A lot of hip-hop heads, a lot of people, a lot of Kendrick
Pros.
Fans. Exactly.
First of all, there are a lot of hip-hop heads in Philadelphia.
There are. I can tell. Yeah. Trust me. They're all in my mentions right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Elliot, we started off the show today very simply talking about, and we haven't talked about, we haven't started a show talking about Jalen very much, honestly. Today, basically thinking about, we know what we're going to get out of Saquon, out of the defense, so on and so forth. And do we need a Jalen on Sunday that doesn't lose us the game, or do we need a Jalen on Sunday that wins us the game? How do you think about that?
I think they absolutely need a Jalen that wins them the game, to the point where I would come out throwing the ball on Sunday. I'm putting the ball in Jalen's hands to win this game. Saquon Barkley, we all know he's a great player. They'll be able to run the ball. But there is going to be a minimum of 10 plays in this game that Jalen has to be special in. A third down, a red zone play, fourth quarter plays, swing plays early in the game. And if he's not special in those plays, they won't win the game. So he has not been along for the ride all year. They're in the Super Bowl a large part because of his play. And they're not going to win the Super Bowl if he's along for the ride, handing the ball off and playing super conservative. I think you have to come out and swing at the Chiefs, and that happens by throwing the ball with Jalen and having him win the game.
This is totally against what they've done to get here.
Yeah, but they're playing a different caliber team now.
No, they're not.
I think the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL.
No, they're not. Well, that may be true after Sunday. That may be true after Sunday, but we're going to find out on the field, so that's just an opinion.
Right.
We'll find out on the field Sunday. And the moment you feel like you have to start playing above your head, you are paying too much respect to the Chiefs, and it's an act of desperation. Because you know what's going to happen if they come out and do that and the passing game is not effective? Mm-hmm. What is everybody going to say? Well, that's not how you got here. Why are you doing things that didn't get you to the Super Bowl? Why do you get all the way to the Super Bowl and want to be different than what you've been all year long? You know what those players will say? What the bleep are we doing? We're the best running football team in the league. Why all of a sudden you're taking the ball out of our hands, this dominant offensive line, and let's pound on this Chiefs defense? Why are we doing that? All I've heard for the last 2 weeks, don't make the game bigger than what it is. Stick to your routine. Do what you've been doing. Now all of a sudden we get the game week and game day. Mm-hmm. You guys want to turn it to the greatest show on turf. Yeah. Do you realize how dumb that will be if you lose that way? Do you think people are going to say, you know what, that was very admirable. I can appreciate and respect how the Eagles came out and did something totally different, and they were the aggressors, and they went after the Chiefs. You know what they're going to say? This wasn't the Eagles all year long. Why did they get to the Super Bowl and change the formula for success? They're going to be ripped and ridiculed, as they should be, if that's what they do. Now, if you lose doing what got you here, I can accept that. I can accept that. Because here's the thing. That isn't putting handcuffs on Jalen. That's not doing any of those things. And you kind of got me in a – because on one hand, you say he's been special all year, and he's a big reason why they got here. That's what I hear from you on one hand. On the other hand, which is my two co-hosts over here, he hadn't done anything special all year. And I don't take that as a knock towards you guys. What I'm saying is it sounds contradictory to me when you're saying he's been special all year doing what he's doing. So when I say just do what you did all year, why isn't that good enough? You want him to come out and do something different.
Yeah, because, A, I think the Chiefs are going to come out, stack the box, and make it really hard to run. Now, that doesn't mean the Eagles can't run the
ball.
I'm
sorry, that's not the game plan every week for everybody to face.
I know, but
it's
different with Spagnuolo and the Chiefs defense.
Oh, here we go.
And also –
right, the same Chiefs defense that gave up 29 to Buffalo last week, and James Cook ran on them.
We'll see. But they're going to try to stack the box. And I've seen A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Dallas Goedert make plays against this Chiefs back seven for two straight years. And when they've had to throw the ball this year, or I should say wanted to throw the ball this year, they, for the most part, have been very good at it. They were very good in Washington.
Stick to it.
Right. So stick to – first, like, I get your point that if they come out throwing it and it doesn't work out, they'll be criticized. But I can't game plan that way. If the Chiefs are going to focus in on Saquon, then I want the Eagles to focus on the parts of the defense they're not focused on, which is the back four and the back seven with these skill players. You're right. That's not how they got there this year. That doesn't mean that's how they have to play this way. Against a Chiefs team where in 2022 they weren't super aggressive in the second half, they were conservative, I want them to come out
and
swing.
It wasn't what they did. But here's the difference. In that they were aggressive all year, so they changed up how they were in the game,
right?
And it cost them the game. So you're making my point is that play and coach the way that you have the moment you start, because you know who's not going to do that? The Chiefs aren't going to say, well, we got to do this differently to go win this game.
But I don't view it as a super different change. It's not – I mean, they have thrown the ball this year. It's not like – right. So if in a game where you feel the best way to attack the defense is with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith,
here's what I'm saying. Don't forget about the best player in the NFL this year. Give him the damn ball. He's the best player on the offense.
I agree with that.
Don't give me the Jalen throwing the ball, elite quarterback nonsense, all of that. Taking the ball out of the hands of your best football player is stupid in the biggest game of the season.
And he will touch the ball. Saquon, I want to run the ball. He will get
30
it.
30 touches is what he's accustomed
to. But Jalen needs to carry. Jalen needs to carry this team to a win.
No, not he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
In this game, Jalen has to do it.
He has to
be the one. You're not going to beat Patrick Mahomes running the ball. It's not going to happen. I don't think that's how they're going to win this game.
No, you're right. We're going to tie Jalen's hands up, and we won't let him throw the ball. That's not the point.
Well, they're going to do both, but I'm saying I want them to throw it on Sunday more than I want them to run it. I think you can attack the back four and the back seven more than you can run it on the front.
Can I just throw one thing in here?
Yeah.
Good debate.
Go ahead.
Is you're saying they need to throw the ball early. One just misconception about the Eagles this year. They call a lot of pass plays early in the game. The reason it hasn't succeeded, that part is on Jalen, I think, to a significant
part of it,
degree.
I agree, for sure.
So when they call those plays, he's got to be on. He's got to be on time, and when there's a chance to take, like the A.J. down the sideline, he's got to take those. I think it is less about how they call the game and more about him letting those plays rip,
because
we're not going to get as many possessions as this was part of the Washington thing. We didn't think we were going to get as many possessions. We got four turnovers, which is partly why we did it.
How did they get those turnovers?
The defense.
Defense.
Okay.
Well, and special teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Defense.
Well, but
and special teams.
But I don't.
Yeah, when it's a coverage unit, that's part of the defense.
He can't swallow the ball early in the game. And he's when there's a pass play. Whoa, boy. That one's on me. It's been a big day for that stuff. All right. We're coming up next. Elliot with us for the rest of the show. Coming up next,
what's up, babe?
Jake Glazer joins us. We will talk to Jake Glazer about what it takes to be Eagles Insider of the Year. Maybe some tips for Elliot.
Well, I can't wait.
Chris Schaaf kept us out of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is coming up next.
Carolina Panthers.
On the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz coming to you from New Orleans as we get ready for Eagles Chiefs. Super Bowl 59 on Sunday. Jake Glazer will join us in a moment. Elliot Shore Parks with us, as he has been for much of the week. You know, Myles Garrett walked by earlier, and we were all shouting at him or whatever.
But Nicely done.
I think it does bring into an interesting question for this offseason in how the Eagles handle all of the free agents they have, who they're going to keep, who they're going to pay, what they're going to go after. Elliot, they have Zach Bond, free agent, Josh Sweat, free agent, Mekhi Becton, free agent, you know, all those things. Do you have a sense?
Milton Williams,
free agent, right? And he'll be...
He'll get money.
Yeah, he will get money. I Who do you have a sense of who you think Zach Bond's definitely going to stay?
Yeah, I think said Zach that. Bond's the most likely to be re-signed.
And then Sweat feels like he's probably gone, right?
I would think he's probably gone. They basically gave him a deal this year where I think it was a little like, this will be it. Next year you can test the market. I think they'd be open to bringing him back depending on what the market
says.
He's
been good this year.
But yeah. He also switched agents. He switched to Drew Rosenhaus, a sign that he is obviously, and rightfully so, looking to get a big contract this offseason. But the one I think is the most interesting is Mekhi Becton, because Tyler Steen is right there. He's played well this year. He was a high draft pick for him. Becton is a player that has been awesome this year, clearly was viewed as a bust prior, but he has tackle experience. He's played guard at a high level. I'll be interested to see how the league views him, because you can look at how he played this year for the Eagles and say, okay, he's a top dollar guy. But he's playing on an Eagles offense with a great offensive line, a great offensive line coach. If I'm another team, I'm not sure I'm positive if he came to me that he would play at that same high level. So his, I think, will be very dictated on, A, what he wants, and I think he wants to stay, but also what he gets paid.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it, you know, has to do, you mentioned Milton Williams. If somebody goes out and gives him some Godfather offer, yeah. like yeah. we did with Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with Josh Sweat, yep. same thing with Mekhi Becton. Yep. It only takes one team to overpay somebody.
That's all it takes.
Speaking of Bryce Huff, I actually talked to him today at Media Day, and I give him credit. He is definitely, and he said this, like he is focused this year on making sure he doesn't cause a disruption. I think he definitely could have. I mean, he's a number one free agent signing in terms of guaranteed money and is basically benched now, doesn't play. But it was clear talking to him, he is not happy with how this year went. I asked him about his relationship with Vic Fangio. He said he's probably only talked to Fangio a handful of times this year. I asked him about...
That's most guys.
You don't think that's concerning?
Nah, because, I mean, it feels like, and I don't know if it's I don't necessarily view it as a bad thing. Fangio is a man of very few words.
Well, it also seems like they deal with their position coaches a lot,
yeah.
like Bryce Huff would deal with Clint
yeah,
Hurt.
Exactly.
And Elliot gone from one insider to a real insider.
That's right.
Yeah,
what's up, Jay?
Jay,
yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
From one insider to another insider.
Yeah. It's like a Spider-Man meme.
Yeah. Jay Glazer joining us now.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
How are we doing, man?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. Living the dream.
Yeah?
Hey, this is my last interview here. I've done a 9-hour intro. By the way, so I'm here doing, like, stuff on ADHD awareness.
Yep. Yeah.
A 9-hour radio tour is not conducive to ADHD.
Dude, I was going to ask that about being able to focus and do this sort
of
stuff.
Well, actually, because I found a drug, because I talk about it so openly now,
yep.
I found a drug called Qelbree, which is a non-stimulant,
yep.
which works. Because I got diagnosed in 89 with ADHD, and the crap they put me on back then with my level of bipolar and depression, anxiety,
yeah.
was not safe for me or the rest of the world. And, you know, you kind of ramps you up with those stimulants, but then the valleys are dark. And I didn't handle the darkness safely or well. But because I talk about it, I now have things at my disposal, which I never would. Like, shoot, I only learned, like, breath work 4 years ago and meditation yeah. and a gratitude list. But, like, this Qelbree, which is a non-stimulant, I take it at night instead of, you know, during the morning, which, again, most of them are uppers. It's not, but...
I was going to say, it's interesting that it's a non-stimulant because most of those things do improve the focus, but also they wire you.
They've screwed my brain up,
and
then it becomes a vicious cycle. You know, you're, like, taking other stuff to deal with the crashes, and then you're taking other stuff because it's too high and too low, and just the brain chemistry thing wasn't great for me. I've been on a lot of things in the past that haven't worked. Over 30 antidepressants, anti-anxieties.
Yeah.
And I wish they worked for me, but this is the first thing, like, as an ADHD drug that just works for my ADHD to get me to focus. And like, I like to describe it, even like I talk to a lot of teams.
Yeah.
And I'll try and tell coaches, like, the way, like, for me, ADHD, first of all, they told me I had a learning disability when I was growing up. I have a learning disability. I just don't learn the way you teach.
Right.
I can't sit through a 3-hour freaking lecture, but you probably can't deal with the way I coach.
Right.
Right? So it's different.
Right.
But it's like you're drowning. And my only way for a breath of fresh air was to interrupt the class, have an outburst, get up, do something, right? And you think I want to get grounded every week? No. But I was not capable of sitting there and listen. It could be 3 minutes. Mm. I'm not capable. And same thing I tell coaches now. You think your players want to get fined for not being able to show up or pay? No, they're not capable. So change the way you coach. Today's player is different. our brains are different now because of all the social media and the nonstop tablets and this. I mean,
yeah, look at this. Have,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just so much we were taking up. Yep, but what I'm trying to do now also when I talk to these teams and players is for so long I just hit it and I created this character, the Glaze, you know, and
Glaze them.
Yeah, right? And or if, like, I had an issue in the past, I would take a bunch of Vicodin, Adderall, and booze, and I'd go out, and I'd rather get in a fight and almost ruin my career than to have anybody know there's something wrong with me.
Right.
But I was wrong. Yep. There's nothing wrong with me. Right? So now I'm like, instead of being ashamed for all my other issues, now I sit there and I go, how do I weaponize all these things? Where does anxiety help? Where does depression help? Where does ADHD help? I figured that out. The bipolar one, I haven't figured that part out yet.
Yeah.
But if you look at it that way and you can weaponize it, like, look, my ADHD, I can't sit there and, again, listen to a three-hour lecture, but right. I can do six things at once
right.
that other people can't do.
Yeah.
My anxiety, I am great in chaos, as are you.
Right.
I suck in calm. So business-wise, I'll create chaos.
Yeah.
Most people can't deal with that.
Right.
It works great in a cage for me. It works great on TV for me. Right. So where is it weaponized? My depression, it took me 11 years to get a full-time job in this business. 11 years making $9,450 a year. Every week trying to get hired by someone, getting turned down. Well, because my depression told me I was such a piece of garbage, every time I got turned down, I'm like, yeah, of course I got turned down. I'm supposed to. If I had a higher self-worth of myself, I would have tapped out a long time ago.
Yeah.
So it became my superpower, weaponized it. And all of a sudden, if you look at it that way, it's a way better existence, man.
Man, you already have a inspirational sort of story just from how you worked to get in this business.
Yeah.
And me not even knowing anything about what you just said, it just puts it all in a different light. And it's the American dream, man, to
no
overcome
doubt.
Something that, you know, that is a medical condition, but also trying to get into this business
yeah.
is not easy to do and able to have success there, man. It's
I appreciate it, man.
It's truly inspirational.
And
yeah.
I was telling, like, the first – so I started – my first, I think, draft was 1990.
Mm.
I was interning at FAN. Then I didn't get a full-time job until 93, and I was covering the Giants. And within 2 weeks, that place went Chapter 11. So I worked for free for years. And eventually I got hired to come down to this Super Bowl. The New York Post gave me – but not this Super Bowl, this city in the 95 season, Favre against the Patriots.
The Patriots, okay? Yeah, I remember that one.
So,
yeah.
So you got to love this. New York Post said, we'll give you $250. You do a story down there, but we're not paying for any – your travel, your lodging, nothing.
Yeah, just walk.
And New York One TV said, we'll give you $150 for three stand-ups.
Yep.
But we're not going to pay for any of that either, but I'm going to get experience. So I had to figure out a flight credit, which I had, like, flight credit for getting bumped from some Giant camera or something. And then I stayed on, like, these goth chicks' couches that my cousin knew or something. And they scared the hell out of me, but I had to stay there, right? And I didn't have enough money for food down here, so I would come here to Radio Row, which is way smaller. But people would come in and give out free samples of the food.
Right.
And that's how I would eat during the day. And at night, I would go to parties to eat at the parties. And the first party I ever went to was the House of Blues. Sugar Hill Gang performed. And it was thrown by Howie Long.
Wow.
How about that?
How about that for full circle?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I didn't have
and here
I
you
couldn't
are.
I couldn't drive, go back and forth to New York City every day for all those years. So my baby sister, Michael Strahan, drove me back in the city every freaking day for 7 years. And Kurt Menefee picked up the slack when he didn't. How about that? And now we're all doing the Super
all
Bowl.
Together,
yeah. Thank you, my best friend, God Almighty in heaven. And all because I decided for the first day I went in there, man, I'm going to be different. I'm not going to be like everybody
else. Hold on, Jay. Miles, just one more time.
Eagles.
Sorry.
We're trying to recruit.
You got any insights?
I've wrestled that guy before.
What's that?
I've wrestled that guy before. It's terrible.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't sound like a fun thing.
We trained the Browns, and Matt, and people used to always ask me, I always said he's one of the strongest dudes ever put his hands on me, by far. Him, Lane Johnson.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Obviously, once Ling knew what he was doing too, that was awful. But Kyle Long, holy crap. If I'd never trained Kyle Long, I'd be like 6'2 by now, right now. But I've had 12 ruptured discs. So,
no, wait, you
but
think-
Miles was different, man. His hands... I use these tie pads. I put them on my back.
I'm gonna say, I've seen you. Yeah, I've seen you doing your thing.
Instead of like open hand, we teach guys to hammer fist. Boom! Like you see fighters, they got a top. They hammer fist. They don't. We don't open palm. So I would teach you guys. Every time we put your hands on me, we're gonna make it hurt, right? So we do a lot of this. And the first day I did it with him, he cracked like through the pad, and I'm like, oh, why am I doing this? This sucks.
Yeah.
And I did, like all the money we made from it, I gave it to our fighters. So I never made a dime from training these guys, ever.
Right.
But I got brotherhoods that are thicker than anything on the planet, man. Yeah. Ain't nothing like it.
Jay Glazer with us. You think I could take you? I think I could take you without
I would
a lesson.
Beat the hell out of
you. Well, he says he does 250 push-ups a day.
A day,
Does it look like that at all?
You're a cute kid.
You know, you were mentioning how your job now sort of plays into your personality. Yeah. I would imagine, like, always having to look at the phone, always having to do this, always having to do that. That sort of, mini focus on 100 different
things
at 100 different
times. That's
where
ADHD helped. Yeah,
right, but, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, I used to have two phones all the time. And it was funny, too, because when I was breaking, like, Spygate and all that stuff back in the day, I was a Sprint spokesman. Mm-hmm. And I had them give me a burner phone before we knew what burner phones were. And if you traced it and went to, like, some lady in, like, Nebraska. So this poor lady's probably getting just hit up all the time. And these teams trying to cut it. But it was a nonstop. You guys remember, too, I was the first minute-by-minute breaking news guy in this country when that internet thing came out.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take off. And but it was me versus Mort, Len Pasquarelli, and John Clayton. And none of them are with us anymore.
Yeah.
And about 10 years ago, Fox literally – and listen, they have ESPN, has a million people work for them. Mm-hmm. NFL Network has a million. Fox is me. Me. That's me. Like, we have Peter Schrager, but I do my thing by myself. That's it. And they, thank God I work for them, because, like, 10 years ago, they're like, hey, listen, you're going to die if you keep this up. And the business has changed now. Now it's just who tweets the fastest.
Right.
And that's not what I signed up for.
Yep.
Right.
You come on Fox NFL, you're a personality now on the number one show in America. You just make sure on Sundays you come with stuff that nobody else knows. Like, last year I came out, week 11, no one knew. Eagles got rid of their defensive coordinator and hired Matt and put Matt Patricia in. I sat on there for 5 days without anybody knowing. And that's the type of stuff I want to make sure every week I have stuff that nobody else on the planet has. And I'll always be beholden to my teammates there. I love that. I love the high of that. But I didn't sign up to whoever tweets fastest.
Right.
That's not an insider, in my opinion, but it's what the job has become, unfortunately.
Well, let me ask you this about the insider thing. So I'll just bring up an Eagles example and ask you how that plays out in your head. So earlier, I think this story that you told was that Brandon Graham, Big Dom, went to visit Jalen Hurts, blah, blah, blah. And then BG gets on Instagram.
He says lies.
He calls it lies. Right.
But because he got in trouble the week before.
Right.
So he didn't want any more attention, yeah.
Well, yeah. BG did not want any more attention.
Zero. Well, I'm like, hey, man, don't make me, you got to take one for the team here. I'm like, I ain't on your team. I'm on your team. And then I talked to Jalen about it, too. And Jalen's like, but he was going to get BG's back. And that's fine. But I was like, guys, and I do think a lot of times if I have something, people get so almost upset. You almost miss it. The story wasn't even like who went over. The story was just that it was a good story in Jalen. Like, this dude, bye week, when most guys go away, he's like, I'm going to connect with the offensive line. I'm going to connect with the DBs. I'm going to connect with my coach. I'm going to do that. He worked his butt off. But I even told him, like, Jalen, like, we talked on the phone that night. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, this story is a good story. You guys have made it something, because whenever Jay Glazer has something, it's like, oh, my God. Hey, we've got to prove that it's wrong. It happens with the Giants like crazy with me. Like, I came out of left field a couple years ago. Odell Beckham's going to get traded this offseason. And I sat up for a month, and people just went crazy, and I'm wrong, and I'm this and that. And I'm like, what have I ever been wrong, and why did people not give me the benefit of the doubt after 33 years?
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
And that, but that must be tough, though, to sit there.
Yeah,
when,
me.
Especially when – and we love BG. I host a show with BG every week. But when
– yeah, you don't want to get him in trouble.
What? No. Let me just tell you this.
No.
Because you'll find this funny.
You got yourself in trouble.
Well, I do the show with BG every week, and for an hour, BG usually says – like he talks, but he doesn't say anything, right? This time, it was like, hey, BG, how you doing? And it was 20 straight minutes of, like, anyone who thought I got that out of him, BG wanted to talk, you know? But it must be hard for you when people of stature like him who are involved are publicly saying this didn't happen for you to stick to that. Yeah.
And also, like, why are you guys dying on this hill? Like, you're all taking something that was a great story and you're making it a negative. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, who cares whether it was BG or Dom or both or whatever? Like, you know, I stick by what I said. Okay.
Right.
They still want to deny. That's fine. Okay. I know what the guys in the locker room know. But also, that's not even the whole point of the story was this dude did stuff in the bye week that was different. And by the way, has helped change that team, helped change that locker room. And I even told, I was actually at dinner with Michael Phelps and Jalen Clark. I said, man, I'm getting into it with Jalen right now, BG and all this. And Phelps is my mental health buddy. Like, when we melt down, we call and FaceTime each other. Actually, on the way over here today, I got nervous because I have anxiety when I'm around stuff like this.
Yeah.
And so I literally hit him up on my cable. Told him, FaceTime him. He's like, I'm on call for you all day.
Yeah.
I got you. And it just even to go over and talk to him is great for me. The way I handle my anxiety and depression is different than most. I will call Chuck Liddell and say, dude, can you come over and punch me in the face? I'll be there in 10 minutes. It feels good for me, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, like, I went in to Philly the other day and did a feature with A.J. Brown. It's really I'm proud of for the Super Bowl pregame show. And when I got there, I told Lane, who's my mental health brother, I need you right now. I got to talk. Like, I'm not good because I had no sleep. And we went and sat in the sauna for, like, 20 minutes and able to help get me out of it a lot. So I'm sitting there with Phelps, and then Jalen calls, and I'm like, hey, you know Michael Phelps? He's like, of course, Mike. I'm sitting here with him right now. Before you and I get into it, here, talk to Phelps. And he's like, oh, my God, it's all right. Now, Jalen, now you understand me a little bit more, too. Like, I'm not like everybody else.
Right.
Right? So I don't like that. Also, like, you know, you guys throw my ass under the bus, and whatever, you know, whatever it is, you still also, like, you're taking away. But I got him to. Like, he had to get BG's back. He had to.
Well, and
he had to.
I understood that.
I can't blame him for that. Yeah.
And your job, really, when it comes down to it, is it's a relationship job,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
You know?
So, but also, most of these guys, too, when they do something like this, like, I get after them. I will wear you. I am like,
sure.
I will come in. I swing away, man. And they don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a story of when you got burned on bad info? Do you have one that sticks out where you went with something?
Oh, yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, was it?
Somebody, misled you or whatever.
No,
yeah.
They don't mislead me, but guys will do, they'll say things and, let's say we'll mix words up. We're saying the same things. Like, but it's not what I said. I'm like, dude, it's the same thing.
right.
I just don't talk the way you talk. It's the same thing.
Right.
And they'll deny it. I'm like, what are you denying it for? Yeah. You're the one who said it. He goes, yeah, but that's not the verbiage I use. I go, bro, I'm from freaking Jersey. I don't use verbiage like that. Right? I don't talk like that. So, but I'm trying to think. Wait, let me think. Because I don't get stuff wrong. Because I put out like 1% of what I know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Sure. But even like this year, I put out, hey, Kevin O'Connell, surprise candidate on teams' boards because they want to see if they can try and trade for him because it's going to the last year of his deal. And everybody, instead of saying, wow, and there were four teams who not only talked about it, but some teams reached out to them to try to trade for him. That's what I reported. And Kevin, like, he could have, at that point, he had leverage. He could have said, I'm not coming back here, trade me or not. But all I was saying that, hey, he is a candidate on teams' boards where they are calling about. That's my job. To give people that news. And I do believe that by me coming out with that story, greatly speed up Kevin O'Connell getting a contract extension.
Right? Yeah.
But people start killing me. That's the dumbest thing. He's not getting traded. I never said he's getting traded.
You said they're asking.
They're asking.
Yeah.
And he was on, and they did. And that's exactly. But people will still do that with me. And I'm like, I don't get it after all these years. Why you do that with me? But I'm right. I got my team that My guys at Fox NFL Sunday, they know all. I tell them everything.
Yep.
So they know what I go with and what I hold back. Mm-hmm. So as long as those guys got my back, I got pretty damn good little mafia with me.
So I know they rotate the networks and who gets to cover the Super Bowl. What number is this for you guys, for you being a part of covering
the Super
Bowl?
My first one was here in, I said before, right?
Yeah, New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah. So I was that 30 years ago?
Had to be close to 30
years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
The 95 season.
So you had a few of them, man.
You know, the crazy part, too, is, I don't know if I told you guys this, I'm here with my wife, Rosie. She and her sister, they're identical twins. My wife's sister was the first black Playmate of the Year. My wife was the first black model for Fredericks of Hollywood. But they were also the Doublemint twins. And
they were Doublemint twins?
They were Doublemint twins. Wow. And they filmed the Doublemint commercial literally where our hotel is tonight. We're staying.
Wow.
Right behind us on this river walk. That's where they filmed the commercial. I was like, this is pretty
damn
cool.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Living a pretty good life.
Yeah. Thank you, God Almighty.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
The drug you mentioned at the top,
if
somebody is suffering from ADHD, that's something they can talk to their doctor about
Absolutely.
This particular one.
Yes. Go to that pharmaceutical, yes. And like I said, it's helped me. You know, it was interesting. My wife and I had to evacuate the fires in Malibu. Mm. And when the fires happen, they cut your power and your cell service off. So they're like, text you and call you to tell you to evacuate. Well, I don't have any cell service. How am I supposed to know? So it wasn't until we went to walk our dog in the morning where all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, it's Armageddon. So we just grabbed stuff and left, and I didn't take the Kelbry. And she saw a decided difference in me.
Oh, boy.
When I'm not on it, I'm not able to, like, I'm on my phone. I'm not able to focus like I am with you guys here.
Right.
I'm not present. Kelbry, more than anything, really made me present, especially with her. It helped me with incredible. I just got married last year. It's really helped this relationship with her. We ended up going back in its back way. I grabbed that, some other, like, religious objects and different things in case we couldn't get the house again. But she was just like, it was funny of all the things. She's like, please make sure you get your Kelbry. This is not me saying this because I'm paid to say this. I could say a million things. She literally is like, you got to make sure you get this because – she's like, I'm having a hard time connecting. Because when you are displaced to, the roommates in your head are way worse. And it's hard to focus on anything. So of all things, she's like, make sure you get your Kelbry, which is pretty wild. So I know it works for me.
All right, brother. Well, we really appreciate you coming by today.
Brother. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you're awesome. One of the goats, man. One of the goats.
We appreciate
you, man. Jay Glazer. You got to.
By the way, I got Lane Johnson on my podcast this week.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Unbreakable. Go listen to it. Obviously, Lane lived with me for 5 months. And this is the thing, mental health. This dude lived with me for 5 months. Saw me have a bunch of meltdowns and never said a word until he went off the reservation and didn't know it was okay to talk about it.
And now he's become such an advocate for it.
That's how ashamed we used to be.
Yeah.
And this dude and I, we fought every day. We bled. We sweat. Man, I made him puke 8 times his first day. Well, I did once. Couture did 7 times. But, but think about this now. Like, now on a podcast talking about this stuff.
Right.
Lane has saved a lot of lives. I'm proud of him. Yeah. I'm proud of AJ.
Yeah.
And I'm learning how to be proud of me.
Man, be proud of yourself, brother.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
Truly inspirational.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
The great Jay Glazer.
Yes,
Jay Glazer.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
There
yes,
he is.
Sir.
Jay Glazer. Man.
Thank you.
That
was more than I expected.
Yeah, that dude would kick
that
my
was more
ass.
Than I expected.
Let me
man,
tell you.
That's the end of a 9-hour radio tour.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, that's the end.
Yes.
Yeah, the end. Of, wow. We do one 4-hour show, and I'm ready to go to bed. We'll get back to the show right after I tell you about Guida. Focus on, Jay Glazer was talking about how he focuses. Focus on your old drafty windows. Your old drafty windows and doors. Here, it's going to be, we're going to get some more winter weather later this week, maybe next week. It's going to be cold. That cold air gets in your house because of the old drafty windows and doors. You got to take care of it. Guida knows you got to take care of it. They've extended their huge winter sale through February. How huge? 40% off. 40% off what? Everything. Every window, every door. 40% off every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window. You're going to get free high performance low E glass. 40% off every door. Every insulated entry door, sliding patio door, garage door, storm door, and you can buy now, pay later. Got his interest-free financing for up to 12 months. But do it now. Goes to the end of February. Don't miss it. What I want you to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. They'll give you all the details. They'll even let you schedule a free in-home estimate. Or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com. We have Eagles Insider of the Year to get to.
Oh, right.
I kind of wanted to do it with Elliot here. But we don't know where Elliott is.
He stepped off for a second.
Yeah.
He actually told me he was chasing down Myles Garrett again.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, well, that's good. They still in his
shot. He's getting moved up on his
side. Now, by the way, as far as insiders go and arm wrestling, Jay Glazer would definitely beat Elliott.
Yeah, I think he'd beat all of us.
Yeah, that is a big man.
Jesus Christ.
We want to do it now, then?
Sure.
All right, let's do it, Buzz.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
All right, last week, number 5 was D. Gunn. Number 4, Elliott dropped to. Last week, Ike Reeson at number 3.
Yep,
it's a good spot.
Ashlyn Sullivan at number 2. And at number 1, Tim McManus.
Oh.
We did see Tim earlier this week. He is very, very excited for Eagles Insider of the Year.
As he should be.
Yep. At number 5 this week, falling 2 spots, Ike Reese.
Come
hey,
on,
I'm
man.
Still in there, though, man.
He is in there.
I
Come
know.
On, man. I'm still in there.
One scoop before the Super Bowl.
Yep.
One.
Coming in at number 4, specifically because I'm terrified of him, Jay Glazer.
Only 4?
Yeah.
Well, by the way, I mean, he...
Well, that was a big story.
Yeah.
Him saying, me asking about the BG story, and him saying he called BG, yelled at him, called Jalen, yelled at him, called AJ, yelled at him.
That takes some stones.
Yo.
I think he should be number 1.
I
mean, might bump him up.
Yeah.
These were made before
the
Jay Glazer.
I was sitting here like,
Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going. I was like, do I ask him about this? And he's like, BG knows it's true. And I'm like.
And then he's like, yeah, Jalen had to stick up for VG. I get it.
I get it, but they're all lying. Yep.
So I think the story was true.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the story was true.
Dropping 1 spot from 2 to 3 is Ashlyn Sullivan. In fairness, Ashlyn has not done anything this week, so she drops 1 spot. Elliott Shore Parks moves up to number 2.
Yes.
Oh,
now,
man.
Elliott gets credit for 2 things this week. 1, Elliott was the one who said, Elliott. Oh, here he is. Elliott
oh, right
Shore
on time.
Park.
Interesting.
Right on top of your spot.
That's some good news.
Okay. You
Told
have good
you.
News? Or first, let me give you good news.
Okay.
You moved up to number 2 on Eagles Insider Year of Power Ranking.
There we go.
And I was about to say, for one, you said that BG would play in the Super Bowl when he injured his tricep. And 2, you got the Jeffrey Lurie dome story.
Thank you. When
everybody else was on the podium, but you found Jeffrey Lurie hiding out on the other side.
Yes.
And you got that. But
quote of the night.
Before we get to number 1, Elliott. Now, Elliott went to chase down Myles Garrett.
I went to chase down Myles Garrett, and he was speaking to Zach Gelb.
Okay.
And he was asked flat out about the Eagles. He said he wants to be playing meaningful football. He said he's had a cheesesteak. He likes them. And I thought this was the money quote. He said his fate's not in his hand. He doesn't want to get attached to one team, but it'd be a hell of a destination.
Wow.
How did Zach Gelb get him?
He booked him.
This guy's a problem.
The guy's here.
This guy's a problem.
Well, I asked if they wanted to come on WIP.
Yeah, I mean.
Done for the day, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I'm sure he is done for the day.
He said, wait, that table?
But I'll just say this, watching him talk about the Eagles, like, I think this is clearly one of his top teams.
Oh, well, how could it not be?
He wants to play meaningful football. He's joking about the cheesesteaks.
He's
going
to have to rotate with Huff, but, I mean, it's a good spot for him.
He looks on it a great first year.
Yeah. I was going to say, it might be tough for Huff's snap count. You know, he got 1 good kinda,
well, you know.
Dude, I'm just saying, pretty impressive, his size.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. He's huge.
Got big hands.
He's huge. You went, it's huge. Slow down over there.
That could be projecting, but
did he say it's huge?
I think I said he's huge.
Yeah, I thought he said he's
Buzz,
huge.
Buzz.
Yep, Buzz.
Go back and get it.
Yep.
I think Ike was thinking, you know,
I
accusing me.
Anything.
All right, no, it's fine.
Said he's huge.
What if it cost him Zach Bond?
Oh, well.
Oh, it's an easy one.
Yeah. I think I'll get over it.
Like, I mean,
how many players on the roster would you
exactly. Yeah.
The quarter.
Jalen.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Elliott.
Both Jalen.
Let's interrupt the insider rank. I know you have to get to
number 1. Who's
I know you have
one?
To get to number 1.
McManus.
Yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah.
Let's get back to number 2.
Well, Elliott gets number 2 for listening to Zach Gelb show. I mean, like, what are we doing
here? Hey, no one else was over
there. All right. Fair enough. Well, I mean.
Wow.
All right. So here's my question to you. So Cooper Kupp, the Rams are going to trade Cooper Kupp.
Yes.
Because they, you know, paying 2 wide receivers, Puka Nacua is there, so on and so forth. It seems like the Bengals will end up letting go of T. Higgins because they have to pay Ja'Marr Chase. Mm-hmm. The Eagles are currently paying 2 wide receivers big money. and they throw the ball 20 times a game.
Yeah.
If there is a question about salary, do you think the Eagles would consider trading one of their two wide receivers if it meant Myles Garrett?
So I will just preface this by saying,
I'm not trying to stir anything.
No. But I guess the point I want to make is, so next year the Eagles currently have $18 million in cap space. That number will go up; it won't go down because they'll restructure deals and all those things. So I think the premise of your question is correct.
But they would have to pay Bond. They would have to pay Beckton.
Correct. But those guys will probably have cap hits of like $4 million next year.
Yeah.
So the premise of your question, I think that, like, Howie would definitely trade, like, Devontae or AJ to acquire Myles Garrett, in my opinion.
If it were necessary.
He's saying if they had to trade one of the receivers to put Myles Garrett on the roster.
Because they're spending a lot of money on two wide receivers. There's not a lot of teams.
I don't think he'll have to, but in that hypothetical, yes, I think he would.
We're not trading AJ Brown.
I agree with you.
Or Devontae.
Yes.
Would never trade AJ Brown.
Especially you.
Well, if you're a team that's based on running and defense – and not throwing the ball. I don't want to get rid of Devontae Smith.
Sure.
I'm just looking at what other teams are doing.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm just.
No, I know, but like, I don't think it's a problem the Eagles are going to encounter.
Well, so you say this a lot about the Eagles can work around it. The Eagles, there is a limit.
So
is it?
There is a limit, but the way,
like,
but
is it?
But how many players? I mean, they lost Javon Hargrave in 2022. That would be one I say they maybe got priced out of. But outside of that, when's the last time a player left this team because of money that the Eagles truly wanted to keep? Like, Jeffrey Lurie cuts big signing bonus checks.
Well, that's an advantage.
And it's the number one. As much as Howie gets credit for it.
Yeah, it's not Howie Magician. It's Jeffrey willing to spend money
checks
up front.
And so if they were to acquire – I think Myles Garrett's cap hit next year –
it's $6 million.
It's six. Are you sure? I think it's even lower.
Well, he gets paid 20.
Is that his 20, base salary?
No, his base is about 20, and the cap hit is between 5 and 6.
Okay.
Yeah. If they trade him, the cap hit is about.
That's
6.
What I was gonna say. I think it's low next year, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm sure he'll get a new deal.
But yes.
They will be able to fit Myles Garrett under the cap.
Damn
while
right.
Also signing Bond and Becton. Like, maybe Milton Williams is one that they lose if someone makes a crazy offer for him. But
yeah, we'll sacrifice Milton.
Buzz has the audio.
Told you.
You said it.
Of course,
you
said saying. It.
Buzz.
Oh, yeah, he tried to get it before everybody else.
Yeah. All right. Here's what we'll do. Buzz, don't play it. The top 5 of 5 is next. And do you want to give us a hint as to what the top 5 is about?
Yeah. So the top 5 is things I can't see or hear anymore.
Okay. All right.
Is Myles Garrett one of them?
Coming up next.
I think he can't hear any more of us.
Right before the top 5 of 5, it's the top 1 at 5, and it's what Jack said. We will find out what he said about Myles Garrett. That is coming up next, along with your calls, 215-592-9494. We are in New Orleans for Super Bowl 59. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.